Hello, ladies and germs. We're back like a bad virus. This is DJ CAL, Strange Arrangements, number 14. Tonight I'm joined by Duct Tape Dave and Modern Mensch. Say hello, boys. No, they can't
yeah.
Hear that.
Hello. That's this better. Is Duct Tape Dave. I'm the resident jazzbo tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some alt jazz and some improv and some curiosities that I'm sure a lot of you haven't heard. I'm just going to be playing stuff unheard, just pick it out of the air. We'll start off with something by Krzysztof Penderecki. That's right, we're pretty highbrow. This is Rakafis Zelazgiti. Or however the hell you say it. It's a Penderecki Wolf split on Stomachache. I'll follow that with something by Blowhole, Jeff German from Hands 2. They're considered one of the better West Coast out bands. It's a cover, actually, of a Jimi Hendrix song called Are You Experienced? So let's have a listen to Krzysztof. Krzysztof.
Thank you. be white, but every time I feel that smack, I want a morph, almost black.
Play for you this nuts piece from the... Oh, dear, there's been a change in the program. They want to play Ghost instead, which is, of course, as we know, John's favorite song. so much, he came out to my house to make a video.
Bob James with Explosions, and that's what I just did on the microphone, sorry. Anyway, from the album Explosions on ESP, we were just talking about the fact that he's still around, but he's just putting out Tinker Toy Pablum for the consumer mass-buying jazz bowl audience that haunts, like, Media Play. stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's putting out records with, you know, pretty women on the cover, and it's all just schmaltz. It's just crap.
He's like the Ventures of the jazz world now. I don't know.
That's what commercial jazz, when people think of jazz, you know, a lot of people think of that schlep stuff.
Yeah, it's, well, to me it's sort of like Nashville. There's acoustic Nashville, and then the electric era came in, and it pretty much, you know, nothing after that worth listening to. And I think the same, that's just my personal opinion, but I think the same thing happened to jazz. Electricity killed jazz in a way.
But we're playing some electric jazz, and the next one's acoustic, but we'll tell you what we heard before first.
Yeah, from the top, of course, we heard Krzysztof Penderecki, and then Blowhole, something from Ornette Coleman called Homegrown. That was Dave's pick, and we heard the Contortions, Almost Black. Following that, Flying Ludenbachers, another Dave pick with Ghosts. That's actually an Albert Eiler cover.
Sure is. And they found him dead in the East River.
Really? How old was he?
He was pretty young, and some of the stories say there was a jukebox tied to him, so...
I should know... Yeah, right. Okay, that's great. Great mythology. Doesn't help, is it, dead ass, and he does it.
He was crazy, and his brother Donald, who played trumpet, was schizophrenic too, but they made some really great music, and he influenced a lot of people.
So it's kind of like outsider art, in a way.
Yipper.
Yeah, well, you know, I was reading a liner note on a Patty Waters CD I brought up. I'm going to play Trackers later. And that's on ESP Disc, too. The ESP Disc was the premier 60s East Coast acoustic bizarro occasional rock thing. And it's, you know, probably one of the better label catalogs I've ever seen. And again, just my stupid opinion, but Albert Eiler discovered Patty Waters and brought her to ESP Disc, so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I was just trying to fit into my mind when he must have died, you know.
Yeah, it was like late 60s, yeah. 71, something like that, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I guess that was it. That's the whole Shlemiel so far, and we're going to hear something from who?
Next up we're going to hear some jazz from Borbeta Magus. They've been around since the 70s. It's usually just two saxophones and electric guitar, but on this one they got a bass player too. The record's called Seven Reasons for Tears. This is number 6. And the liner notes, imagine this record as a log that's been sharpened by magic, hardened by fire, and is just aching to drive itself through your chest. So, like, what are you waiting for? Log in the chest or brick in the face? It's your pal, your choice, pal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shaking Ray Levi's. Two things there from him. Bucktooth Hippie 89 and Chief Hoochie Foot. It's from a Muckraker magazine 7-inch. And if you didn't pick up on those when they were around, you missed out. For that, Pig Latin. I haven't heard of them before. It was pretty good. Lone Shark and Maggots almost had a no-wave sound to it.
Yeah, they use a lot of scrap metal and things like that, but they skrunk along pretty nicely.
Yeah, that was nice.
They're out of San Francisco, I believe.
Oh, really? I would have guessed them as East Coast. But, huh. Anyway, before that, Anton LaVey with Strange Music from Amarillo 10-inch. That was a Dave request. He wanted to hear Anton organ music, so threw that one in there. Strange Music on Strange Arrangements. And preceding that, Naked City with various tracks from an LP called Torture Garden. And that was fun. I've heard that it's really great. I should really own that record. I'd probably pick up the CD, though, so I could shuffle play it, because it's like got 85 tracks on it or something.
Yeah, it's mainly a John Zorn project, him working with his downtown buddies like Bill Frizzell and Wayne Horvitz. You wouldn't think it, but Yamasaki Eye is on there, too. So.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's right. I remember. That's why I know about it, really, is because reading Japanese Otaku Press. What are we hearing next, Dave? Then after this, we'll take a break, do some business, and but we'll tell you about that then. But what are we going to hear, Dave?
Yeah, you played some Shaking Ray Levi's. I've got a 10-inch nice picture disc with Shaking Ray Levi's collaborating with Borbeta Magus, and the titles are on the flip side of the album, so I don't know them for sure, but I know one track is called I Want to Be a Black Weight Lifter Named Douglas.
So do I.
Thank you.
Hello. I got to take care of a little business here. I got to change discs. Only take a minute. We'll be right back with the rest of the record that we're listening to. And due to our wonderful strategy and planning, well, you got to break somewhere, so what the hell. So we'll finish off that record, and then we're going to hear a couple of selections from Modern Man. So stay tuned. Back at y'all in a flash.